Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Peter Cozadoy on the line, and he's partner and chief strategy officer over at Gem Advertising and author of the newly released book, Honest to Greatness, How Today's Greatest Leaders Use Brutal Honesty to Achieve Massive Success. Peter, welcome to the show.
Adam, it is an absolute pleasure to be here, man.
Oh, man, Peter. So I am excited to get into this brand new book. So we're going to just dive right in there. First off, congratulations on the book. So I know that's no easy task and to get the book out there. And first off, so what was the inspiration behind this?
Yeah, well, I wish someone had come along and told me how difficult it actually was back when I was like, I know, I'll be an author and write a book. Like, it sounds like awesome, right?
It's a terrible idea.
Oh, gosh. You know, the good thing about writing a book about honesty is I get to be honest, right? So yeah. I actually never set out to write about, speak about, or frankly even care about honesty. Set out to write a marketing book. And what happened was I wrote what I thought was a marketing book that really came out of everything that pissed me off, having grown a multi-million-dollar Inc. 5000 marketing agency from, you know, right out of college in 2008 for about, you know, 10, 12 years. And I always couldn't figure out, Adam, this weird thing that happened with our clients. You know, some clients would take our growth strategies and all the insights that we got from the frontline employees and customers and all that, and they would take it and run with it and get like a six times ROI in their investment, and they would stay with us for years, and like everything was cool. Mm-hmm. And then other clients, we'd put in the same amount of love, care, insights. Hey, this is what your customers are saying, this is what we need to do. And they would just blow up in the launch pad. I mean, they would descend into like politics and infighting and ego and BS. And I was like, what? You know, every class I could have at, you know, when I was an undergrad, I took in the business school, right? It was like spreadsheets and logic and sense. And no one prepared me for how the business world is run on anything but logic, right? So, you know, I sat down to write a marketing book and I queried like 400 agents and many of them got back to me and was like, never email me again. You suck. You'll never be an author. Three did. And one ended up signing me. And of course, as soon as he signed me, he was like, hey, you know, Peter, by the way, this isn't a book about marketing. It's a book about honesty. And I was like, well, clearly you didn't even read the front page because it doesn't say anything about honesty. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But then when I looked back through it, I was like, holy crap, he's absolutely right. This is a book that is way more than simply how do we communicate and grow. It's about, you know, what do we believe as a society and as business leaders? You know, how do we structure a team around us? How do we live our lives, you know, and get honest about who we are and what we want, and what it takes to get there, you know, and achieve results in business? And what I discovered through my own trials and tribulations of, you know, lying to myself and not even knowing it, which we can get into later if you want, I figured out that the thing at the root cause is honesty. So that's why I ended up being the weird thing is now I'm an author of a book on honesty. I wouldn't have believed it if you had told me back in my 20s.
Well, that's awesome. And obviously, I don't want to do too many spoilers because I want people to go out and buy this. And it's very easy to find on Amazon. I typed in just Peter Cozadoy, K-O-Z-O-D-O-Y. Pops right up. Really easy. Bright, beautiful yellow cover. Kudos to the publisher that helped kind of put all that together. I think it's awesome. I also see some other things there. So forward by Sharon Lechter. We love her over at the podcast. We've interviewed her on the podcast, and I think she's amazing. writing and all the books that she's done with either Robert Kiyosaki or obviously herself. She's done quite a few works on her own, so great work there. So I just see all these good things and people behind this book. I want to give the audience a little bit of a flavor for the content. And I'm not asking you to choose between your kids or anything like that, but what's one of your favorite stories and that are in the book that you care to share?
There are so many. There's the girl.
I know, that's why I said it's a terrible question, because it's like, my favorite one, they're all the best, but give us just one, just so the audience has a flavor.
It's a great question. It's everything from the Girl Scout that sold 30,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies by telling her, you know, fans which ones sucked, to, Quicken Loans that ahead of its much larger competitors figured out, you know, Rocket Mortgage and literally rocketed themselves to the top of the mortgage industry, all using honesty. But I think one of the best ones, Adam, that I love to tell is the one of Domino's Pizza, who back in 2008, 2009 figured out they had a problem, which is that their customers thought their pizza sucked, right? And they were very honest about this, right? Came through in the focus groups and surveys. And so the Domino's executive team was faced with a choice. They could either say, hey, we improved our crust a little bit and we put a better ingredient in our sauce and everyone come back and try our pizza, it's awesome. But they didn't do that. Instead, the incoming CEO went on national TV and he said, hey, everyone, it turns out that our pizza is terrible. We're sorry about that. You deserve better, and we're going to fix it. And they did fix it. And they transparently exposed everything they did. I mean, they brought cameras into their kitchen and showed them playing with different recipes. They took the pizza out to new customers and said, hey, will you try this? Do you like this? Do you love it? They filmed those. They put the videos on YouTube. And everything was out in the open. They said, hey, people, we want you to trust us. We're trying our best, and here's the proof. And if you had bought their stock, Adam, when the CEO was on TV telling everyone our product is terrible, you would have had a 3,000% return over the next 10 years as that company got honest with itself over and over and over, and without all the BS in its way, rapidly improved. And by the way, they're still a market leader today. That's the power of what honesty can give us.
Man, I love that. And I love that example, and I remember it very well. And the Quicken Loans reference, that's one of my favorites ever. Dan Gilbert, that was my first boss out of college. I'm from Michigan, and I still remember seeing him. I still remember seeing him in front of our new hire class day one. And I'm like, wait a minute, we get to actually meet the boss. He put his phone number on the whiteboard. It wasn't even a whiteboard. It was probably like a flip paper thing. This is way back when. And he put his phone number up there, his cell phone. He said, if anything's wrong, you guys can give me a call. And he tells this story about a sign, you know, all these amazing things. So I think these are great companies that you're profiling. I think a lot of the readers are going to learn a lot. There's some people listening to this right now and they're saying, okay, like, I know we're supposed to be honest. I know we're supposed to do this and that, but I don't know if that's going to work kind of with my company, because I don't make pizzas or I don't sell mortgages. You know, that's always our first inclination. Like, it's not going to work for me. So what's some of that low-hanging fruit that's in this book? Like, just maybe an example or one thing that's in this book that the low-hanging fruit that our listeners today can kind of wrap their head around, oh, this is for me, number one. And number two, this doesn't mean that I have to overhaul everything like a Domino's pizza. Like, there's some low-hanging fruit that I could probably benefit from today.
Yeah, but there really is. I mean, I think the first thing we need to recognize is we are living in a very strange time, where we have nearly 100% transparency about what's going on behind the scenes, right? And we know that's true because look at all the scandals that have come up in the news that I'm sure people would prefer to keep under wraps. It's really very difficult to keep things under wraps these days. Everyone has a smartphone. Everyone's recording something somewhere. So the first lesson is, in a world like that, it is no longer going to pay to do anything but be honest and transparent. I think that's recognition number one. Recognition number two is there are two questions that I think could instantly make our society better if everyone were to adopt these things. And it will instantly change your mindset and reveal new pathways forward for you that you may never have thought of before. And it's this: is that true? And how do I know? So you can imagine, you know, you see a headline on the news, your great aunt Millie posts something on Facebook, you have a thought in your head. Is that true? How do you know? You know, Adam, when you talk about, like, you know, leaders asking, is this for me? Well, let me ask everyone out there a question. Like, are you deeply honest with who you really, really are and what you really actually want in life and what it's going to take to get there? Because I've worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs. And let me tell you, I can't fathom the number of times when someone has given me some BS assumption. Well, I can't do that. I got to do this first. Or, well, doesn't it take X to achieve Y? It's like, no, who told you? Is that true? How do you know? So we have so many of these biases and self-limiting beliefs in our minds that we don't even know it. And it makes us really crappy leaders unless we're willing to be honest about those things and change.
Man, that's awesome. That's great stuff. And I want to spend some time that we have remaining here on Forum. So I know you're also helping business owners and you got some other things up your sleeve. Tell us a little bit more about Forum and what that's all about.
Yeah, I think I have like entrepreneurial ADHD. I love to do like all kinds of stuff at once. But so, you know, one of the things I do that I love is I work with entrepreneurs, helping them build their own 7- and 8-figure business and even understand, you know, what it takes to do that. Entrepreneurs are unique in that they get to rapidly change their business and, by the way, also rapidly change their life. So, of course, you know, I've recognized myself, you know, I had to be deeply honest with myself, understand the power of vulnerability and so on. So now I run a monthly peer group for entrepreneurs that is the most powerful group on the planet. We come together once a month with 100% confidentiality, and we get deeply honest about what's really going on in our businesses, personal lives, and family lives. And that experience, it's so life-changing, Adam, because it gives people the safe space to put on the table the things they have been dealing with in the back of their minds, you know, the unsureness of entrepreneurship, right? Do I have the right people? Do I have the right processes? All of that comes down to the leader's mind, right, and what they're willing to be honest about or not. So, you know, that's by far and away my favorite program that I run. It's changed the lives of so many people, and I want 1,000 entrepreneurs out there to understand the Forum experience and to realize that there's just so much power in being brutally honest with yourself.
That's awesome. And so what are the, I know there's some people that are interested, what are the right types of individuals that are typically a fit for Forum?
Yeah, good question. So really entrepreneurs from startup to, we have some in the groups that are doing 4 or 5 million a year. It really, you know, it's the same format that's used at the big global organizations, but you have to already have a multi-million dollar business to get into them. You know, my idea once I saw that for myself was, you know, why don't startup entrepreneurs have this? Because it's so, you know, entrepreneurship's so about the mindset. So yeah, I mean, we have, like I said, startups to 5 million.
Fantastic. So, Peter, if somebody's listening to this and they want to connect about either the book or Forum or Gem advertising, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out and connect to your brand overall?
Sure. So come have an honest conversation. I'm at honest2greatness.com. That's honest2greatness.com. You can take the 21-question honesty quiz there at that link, which will tell you your honesty leadership profile and how honest you really are if you're brave enough to find out. And of course, you know, I am the worst millennial ever, but I am begrudgingly on all the social media channels, so you can find me there as well.
That's awesome. Love it. Well, hey, Peter, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background. And congrats again on the book launch. Everybody listening, definitely go check that out. So Honest to Greatness, How Today's Greatest Leaders Use Brutal Honesty to Achieve Massive Success. Really easy to find on Amazon. Again, all I did was put in Peter Cozadoy, last name Cozodoy. Really easy to find. Definitely grab a copy of that book. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review in the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Peter, thanks again for coming on the show.
I appreciate it, Adam, and thanks for being honest.